Well, it's mixed. The report showing that while there's some progress that's been made in tackling some of the main NCDs like cardiovascular disease, heart disease, and stroke, that for other diseases, they're still on the rise. And the exposure to the risk factors that help cause NCDs are still increasing in countries. So while there's been some progress, it's a bit insufficient and a bit mixed, and a lot more needs to be done to really seriously bring down the mortality from NCDs.
Which diseases are on the increase?
The four main NCDs that we're most concerned about are cardiovascular diseases, cancer, diabetes, and respiratory diseases. Those are the main four NCDs that cause more than 60% of the world's mortality.
And why are they on the rise?
For a couple of reasons, but mostly because the risk factors for NCDs, so things like tobacco smoking, harmful use of alcohol, poor diet and lack of exercise, those things are on the increase globally. So people are more exposed to those risks and therefore more likely to get the diseases. And at the same time, the health systems that would need to treat those diseases, they're not as well developed as they need to be in most countries.
So if people made the right lifestyle choices, there'd be less NCDs?
To some extent, because a lot of the NCDs are quite preventable, about 80% of most of them, although there are some cancers that are due to environmental exposure, so that it's not a lifestyle choice, but that has a major impact, yes.
And to what extent are developing countries affected?
Well, they are more affected. There's more mortality in developing countries. And that's a massive problem because people think, well, it's really just the high-income countries who have this problem, and that's really not the case. They are more likely to be exposed to the risk factors, and then the health systems in those countries are weaker. So if you end up with an NCD in those countries, you're much less likely to get the medicines and the treatment that you need to address it. You're also much less likely to be detected as having some of those risk factors. So by the time the diseases are picked up, it's often really too late to do something to help.
Is this just a question of funding, getting more money to the least developed countries?
It's also about making sure there's adequate political commitment and understanding to do something, that these are problems that need to be tackled, even in low and middle income countries. So it's about political commitment, it's about resourcing, and it's about strengthening the systems, the health systems, to respond to those NCDs.
Do you think NCDs are getting enough attention around the world?
In a nutshell, no. I think that even though they're the largest cause of mortality around the world, I think that the attention they get is still insufficient. There's a lot more that could still be done. People's understanding has increased in recent years, and we talk more about NCDs. Most people know somebody that's been affected by an NCD, heart disease or cancer. But still, there's not enough political attention and not enough resourcing being put in to strengthen the systems that would really need to respond.